Thousands of teenage school children and other protesters marched to the United Nations office in Erbil, waving banners in Kurdish and English, saying understanding is better than killing. Kurdish leaders have warned that a Turkish incursion into northern Iraq would threaten the relative stability of the region. They are calling on Ankara to seek peaceful means to resolve the issue of PKK attacks on Turkish forces staged from bases in Iraq. This 17-year-old high school girl was marching in Erbil.
We want to peace in Iraq, in every kilometer in Iraq.
Because this is the safest part in Iraq. I'm very afraid. Yeah, because we don't have anywhere else to go. This is our last safe place.
Iraqi officials have been urging Turkey not to resort to force. Iraq's Deputy Prime Minister Barham Saleh, a Kurd, was in London Thursday. He says Iraq is serious about keeping good relations with Turkey and is against attacks from any group that operates from Iraqi soil. He adds that Turkey and Iraq's government are still in talks about the border problem. He urged Turkey to have more patience. Iraqi Foreign Minister Hoshyar Zebari told reporters Iraq wants to move against the PKK, but is unable to do so now because its military is tied down fighting insurgents elsewhere in the country. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan says the parliament's motion does not mean a military operation is imminent. But he says Turkey needs to be able to respond to a recent rise in bomb attacks it blames on PKK rebels based in northern Iraq. The United States and Britain continue to urge the Turkish government to use restraint. Deborah Block, VOA News, Erbil.